Roy Taylor from BearHistory.com is going to talk to me about the big game tomorrow and tailgating and all kinds of great stuff. Bear History. Questions, comments about the Bears, 312-591-7200. Not sure if you know about this or not, but there's a Bears game tomorrow. and it's going to be an historic game, and this town is insane. This town has officially gone nuts over tomorrow's game. And it's a big one, obviously. It's Bears Packers, and we're going to talk some of the things that have happened at Soldier Field, how things have changed. And Roy Taylor is a guy who runs BearsHistory.com as a website, BearsHistory.com. And we're going to talk all things Bears, but we're going to start off talking like tailgating and things like that. Roy, welcome to the show.
Hey, Nick, thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, buddy. So have you heard about this game tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, I have heard about it. And I'll tell you what, tonight is kind of like Christmas Eve for me. When I was a child, I had a pretty good idea whether I was going to get gifts or coal when the day was done. And I don't quite know what I'm going to get tomorrow, but we're revved up.
Boy, I'm telling you, I really haven't felt the sports world in Chicago this insane and intense in a really, really long time. I mean, it's almost like a Super Bowl atmosphere, isn't it?
Well, we did have the Blackhawks and we had Jordan and the Bulls for a long time, but to me, there's nothing like the Bears winning in Chicago.
Yeah, it's going to be something, boy. It's going to be, and if they win tomorrow, if the Bears win tomorrow, this place is going to go nuts. This city is going to go nuts.
I'm certainly hoping we're going to have to deal with that.
You know, it's crazy. I mean, this is a great sports weekend. Today, the Hawks, you know, just schooled the Red Wings, and tomorrow they're playing Philly. You know, right before the Bear game. It's just,
sure.
it's a crazy sports weekend. Tell me about BearsHistory.com, when it started, and what'll happen when you click onto it.
Yeah, I've had BearsHistory.com online since 2000. I started that out. I was going to grad school at the time. I had the opportunity to do a website on anything. I was learning how to do a website.
Yeah.
And I've been going to Bears games with my father since I was 8 years old. I read everything I could when I was a little kid about the Bears, which back in the day consisted of one or two newspapers a day in the TV news. That's all there was.
Yeah.
I couldn't keep up with all the information now. But I figured I'd take my knowledge and what I've learned over the years about the Bears and put it into that site. And that little class project, I registered it the next year, and now we've been up for 11 years.
Wow, congratulations, man. Tell me what's the site like? What can you do when you go there?
The first thing I did is I wrote a real detailed article about every one of the Bears seasons that I witnessed from 1979 until now. And later on, I went and put decades pages on there. So you can basically read about what's happened with the Bears in their 90-year history. This is their 90th season.
Yeah.
And added some articles on there. I launched a blog just a few years ago, ChicagoBearsWeblog.com. And it's been great to interact with a lot of the great Bears fans out there. One thing that's unfortunate this weekend is I'm getting to interact with some of the Packer fans out there, too.
Yeah, they're being pretty vocal. I'm sitting up here, Roy. We have a thing called the Showcase Studio, and I'm sitting in it. It's like a glass window where I can see out on Michigan Avenue.
Oh, no, lots of G's, huh?
And there really have been some very brave Packers fans who came up to the window with signs, and they're all wearing their green and everything. They might get punched.
I can't understand how a Packer fan is bred and developed from someone who lives around Chicago, but there are a lot of them for some reason.
You know, it's really funny. I was talking to a guy last night on my show who lives up in Wisconsin and is a Bear fan. And says it's, you know, he doesn't take any guff from anybody.
You wouldn't believe it. We have several Bears fans from Wisconsin coming to tailgate with us tomorrow morning.
Oh,
so
is that
thankfully
right?
It works both ways.
So let me ask you about your history with the Bears. You said your dad took you to games. Is that how it all started?
That's
your dad,
how it started.
Your dad a Bear fan?
Yes, he was the biggest Bears fan in my mind. He was a Ditka guy. Ditka was his guy. When Ditka left, he kind of went away from the Bears for a long time, but this year, for some reason, he's been back in the prognostication business, and he thinks we're going to win tomorrow.
Now, let me ask you this about this season, since you follow the Bears so did you see this coming at the beginning of the season?
I could be dishonest with you, Nick, but I won't do that. I'll be honest with you. I think 9 out of 10 Bear fans did not see this coming. And now that doesn't mean that we're not Bears fans and we don't love our team and bleed blue and orange. We do. But to me, I can see how it happened. There were so many years where I believed and I believed and I believed that, that bringing Brian Cox was the team, to the team was the right thing. Bringing Rick Meyer was the right thing. And I thought, this will do it, this will do it, this will do it. This year I didn't buy into it. And what do you know, I should have.
Yeah, it's been a pretty crazy season, you know. I mean, it's just, you know, right from the get-go, I have a lot of friends who are like enormous Bear fans, like crazy Bear fans, and they, you know, were saying, they're gonna, you know, they're gonna go 6-10 this year. You know, they were predicting those kind of numbers, and I think a lot of, and again, Roy, it's not that they're not Bear fans, because they are. It's just that they were trying to, I guess they were, you know, trying to be realistic about it. But boy,
I'm glad you'll give that to us, because there is that segment out there that'll say, "What kind of fan are you?" But you have to be realistic and pragmatic some years.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, I'm a Cub fan.
I am as well, and I know exactly what you mean.
Now, let's talk a little bit about. But we'll jump into the tailgating thing in a second here. And if anybody has some Bear memories that they want to share, their favorite Bears, Bear questions, BearsHistory.com is the website. Roy is like an encyclopedia of knowledge with the Bears. 312-591-7200 is the phone number. Your favorite Bear team of all time? I'm obviously, you know, 85 would probably be it. But do you have a personal favorite team that you know, even though they didn't win the Super Bowl, do you have a favorite lineup, favorite team?
I mean, I can't not say the 85 Bears, because that was, having started watching the Bears in the late 70s when they were really bad.
Yeah.
I felt it felt so rewarding to watch them in 85 to finally do it, and I know it was real special for my father and I to share that. He's not an emotional type guy, but I could see, you know, it was really good to be able to share that with him.
Yeah.
I liked some of Ditka's last teams. They didn't win. I always wonder the 1992 Bears team that got Ditka fired.
Yeah.
They played some real good games during that year, and I don't know anything about it personally, but I wonder if some of those guys quit on Ditka, because I wish they would have had more success and he could have stayed around longer. I'm not saying bring back the coach like some people will say.
Yeah.
But I wish that era wouldn't have come to an end. I have to tell you, you know, if things keep going well this year, this will be one of my favorites.
Yeah, no, it's been fun to watch this year. I mean, really exciting. And again, you know, as we were saying, unexpected. And that makes it all the more special.
It really does. It really does. And I say this game tomorrow is the biggest game I've ever witnessed. For that very reason, in 1985, the NFC Championship game, I didn't think we're going to lose. I don't think we're going to lose tomorrow, but there's a lot more. It's our biggest rival of 89 years, and it is in question who's going to win this game.
It's a huge game. I mean, just absolutely huge. And you know, I mean, how much were tickets going for, Roy? Do you know? I think I was heard like 1,500.
I wonder
in the end zone. I think
I wonder how much of that is overblown. In the beginning of the week, they were saying that people are going to get $1,000 just to get you in the door. Usually, they come down later in the week. I'm not real sure. I know some people that did cash in pretty well, but as I've told people, and I've told the people around that sit around me in the stadium, how many terrible Bears seasons have we sat through for the opportunity to see the Bears play the Packers in the NFC Championship game in Soldier Field?
Yeah, no, it's just like a dream come true for so many Bear fans. I mean, seriously, you said it best, Roy, when you said tonight's Christmas Eve. Yeah, you really did. Mark is in Arlington Heights with a theory about Packers fans. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, sir. What's up?
Hey, you know, this will always bug me, because I had a bunch of buddies who, growing up, were Packer fans. And one of the reasons I heard that it was a familial thing with them. And what it was they grew up in the South Side, their families came from the South Side, and the original team, football team in Chicago, were the Cardinals. The Bears came from Decatur, they came here and kind of pushed the Cardinals out in the 50s. So those Cardinal fans became Packer fans.
Oh, I see.
That's not a bad theory, Mark. I've never thought about that or heard that, but
I think that's a good theory. That makes sense.
I mean,
to me.
It's really true. You know, the whole South Side, North Side thing, you know, look at Cubs and Sox.
Yeah.
And that's how it was explained to me.
I was just going to say, if the Sox moved, I can't see any of those people rooting for the Cubs.
No way. Yeah, that would never happen. Yeah.
They root for the Cardinals.
Yeah, they would. They would. That's, and I think that's a great theory, Mark. Makes sense.
Yeah.
All
right,
Mark.
Guys.
Take care,
go
buddy.
Bears.
See ya. Where do you sit? Do you got season tickets, Roy? Where do you sit?
I'm the north end zone.
Oh, cool. And have you had those your whole lot? You're like in your family forever?
Yeah, my father, not as long as some people. My father got them in 81. Luckily for us, when the team was bad, it was easier to get them at that time.
Absolutely.
So they're definitely an heirloom. There was time where I was questioning whether he was going to keep them after they fired Ditka, but I'm glad he did.
And do you get the, you know, like, what's it like to go to the game? I mean, I know a lot of people who have the season tickets know all the people that sit around them and stuff like that. What's the atmosphere like when you go to the game? Do you know everybody every Sunday when you go?
When the stadium reopened in 2003, obviously we got around a whole bunch of new people.
Right.
But it's really a family atmosphere now, getting to know people better year after year, sitting around the same people. You know, and there's nothing like being able to cheer with the people around you when things go well. We knock each other down, celebrate. It's just such a great time.
It really is. It's a lot of fun when you have that kind of atmosphere and the same people in the seats. Do you ever is it weird though when you've got your season tickets and then like the people around you and new people show up like they sold their tickets or something like that? Is that always a little strange when the people who you're used to seeing aren't in their seats?
It is. But funny you mention that. That doesn't happen all that often. But we've had a good year to watch here. That'll happen more often when they don't have a good year. But
yeah. Well, you know, with football though, you're just like there's 8 home games. You know what I mean? So it's different. Like if you've got season tickets to the Cubs or you've got season tickets to the Hawks, there's 80 games or 162 games. You're bound to not be able to go to every one of those games.
Sure, that's a good point.
Yeah.
And I'll mention that it was interesting. The last NFC Championship game against the Saints, there was a female Saint fan about 4 rows in front of us. You know, obviously they must have sold their tickets, but she had high heels and no socks on in January. That was fun.
Not smart. Not smart. You remember the game, and it wasn't in January. I think it was in November. It was one of the coldest games. They played Atlanta. It was 2 seasons ago, I think.
December of 05.
Oh, my God. It was 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Holy cow. It was. I remember it was freezing out.
Sunday night game.
Yep.
And I love it more when the colder it is. You know, I'm glad that I went to the 08 Packer Monday night game. That was the coldest game in Bears history.
Wow.
Beautiful. I mean, you know how to dress. And toe warmers are the greatest invention for football fans in the history of the world.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I hailed a cab. I was coming out, back. I was leaving work here, and I hailed a cab after work. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning, and the cab pulled up. And the guy getting out of the cab was a very depressed, very drunk Atlanta fan with no coat. 2 in the morning. He'd been drinking since the end of the game, but he had no coat. He didn't know how to dress. He's from Atlanta, you know. And it was and that night was so frigid, and he was so depressed.
That was a fun game, and just like tomorrow, you know, there have been so many of these games where the national media piles on a bandwagon.
Yeah.
And people were pulling for Atlanta nationally that time. It's going to be that way tomorrow, but the Bears have been good about rising to the occasion in those situations.
Absolutely. Roy, hang on, okay?
Sure.
We're going to get to tailgating, I promise. Roy Taylor is with us. We're talking about the Bears. 312-591-7200. If you got a comment or a question, we're talking Bears. Questions, comments, all that kind of stuff. There's a Packer fan out in front of the window right now, obviously drunk. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back after this on WGN.
Bear down.
Some of us pray for our football teams. Others pray for porn to go away. We have your Sunday and Monday covered.
Mike McConnell, Monday morning, 8:30 on 720 WGN.
I'm not sure what this version is, Andy. Andy Herman found this version of the Bear Down Chicago Bears song. And where did you dig that vocal version up?
You know, you need to ask Roy that, because I got that from BearsHistory.com.
Oh, well, let's ask our guest. Roy Taylor is with us from BearsHistory.com, and we're talking Bears. Obviously, there's a football game tomorrow. And we're talking about that. If you want to jump in here with your Bears memories or your comments or your questions for Roy, who is an encyclopedia of knowledge when it comes to the Chicago Bears, you can call us right now at 312-591-7200. It's Bear Talk. And hey, Roy, where's that version of that song from?
I was about to say that sounded like one I'm familiar with, but that's the only one I could find out there.
It's strange. We were trying to find versions of that song, and it's pretty difficult.
There's a classic instrumental version that I was never able to track down.
Is there? Yeah. All right. Well, so by the way, we have Michael, who's in North Carolina on WGN. Hi, Michael.
Hey there. You know, I should be really lucky, because next week I'm going to be at the NHL All-Star Game here in Raleigh, and it's going to be 48 and rainy. I should be lucky.
Yeah. But wow. You're going to the All-Star Game. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Are you going to go to the skill thing the night before?
Yes, I plan on it.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so much fun. All right, well, go ahead, Michael.
Now, the question I have is, now, usually people like to argue who a better team is, and everybody always says, a 1972 Miami Dolphins are our best team, despite the fact that they had one of the easiest schedules in NFL history. I'm wondering, do people, Bears fans, do they feel slighted by that? Because I honestly think the 85 Bears are the much better team. I mean, do Bears fans feel slight about it?
How about that, Roy?
I'll get your answer off the air.
Okay, thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Michael. I don't know. There's no official ranking, you know. It's all what's in your heart. So, of course, you know, I felt a little bit slighted in 2006 when the Bears went to the Super Bowl. The NFL Films did the countdown of the greatest Super Bowl teams, and the Bears did finish second to the 72 Dolphins. I guess you have to give it to the team that was undefeated.
Right.
But the way the Bears dominated their opponents, I don't know. To me, you know, in my heart, the 85 Bears will always be the best team in history.
And the irony of that is that they lost to the damn Dolphins that year, the one loss, you know?
Yeah, of course. I'll never forget that.
Unbelievable. You know, and I thought they were going to come back and win that game. I remember watching that game thinking, you know, when they brought McMahon back in, I was like, that's it. We're going to win.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen.
No. And remember, in 2006, the Dolphins ended the Bears' undefeated streak in 2006. So there's something there.
There's something going on. Now, how often do people do that? You know, I mean, everybody sees the old Saturday Night Live skits, you know, with Farley and George Wendt, the Bears and all that stuff, where they compare things. But that happens a lot, doesn't it, Roy? Like we were just talking about, you're comparing the 72 Dolphins with the 85 Bears. How often do you guys compare teams and who's better in history and things like that? Do you have, like, endless conversations like that?
I think as far as talk amongst Bears fans, we're pretty focused on this team right now. I do get a lot of emails through the site, and if there's things I can help with, I do. If there isn't, I can't. But, you know, people do have strong opinions about things. I went out and did my own Bears Ring of Honor because the Bears don't have a Ring of Honor inside the stadium like some teams do.
Right.
And mainly they think of they have so many Hall of Famers, that's their Ring of Honor. But there are other great players that I think should be honored that aren't in the Hall of Fame. But, you know, some people have very strong opinions of people that I haven't listed up there, but you can't put everybody up there.
No, you can't. It's crazy, too, because, you know, like sports fans and Bears fans in particular have very, very strong opinions. You know, I mean, they will make their voices known, and they will list this and list that and compare this and compare that. I've seen that a lot. It's fun, actually. You know, you have a good time doing that.
Like, it's so great to follow a team with 90 years of history instead of, like, the Jacksonville Jaguars, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Roy, hang on, all right?
Sure.
All right, Roy Taylor is with us. We're talking Bears. BearsHistory.com is the website. It's a great website. If you're a Bears fan, you got to check it out. BearsHistory.com. We're going to get to some tailgating stories, and we're going to talk about what it's like to be over out at Soldier Field. And tomorrow's the big game, man. One of the biggest games in Bears history tomorrow. Bears-Packers. Oh, yeah. 312-591-7200 for all your Bears questions and needs and concerns right here on WGN. Bear down, Chicago Bears. Tomorrow, one of the biggest games in Bear history. Speaking of Bears history, BearsHistory.com is the website. We're talking to the guy who runs that website, Roy Taylor. Roy, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thanks again, Nick.
And we have Rick in Palatine who claims to be your father-in-law, Roy. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Roy.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, Roy. You there?
Yeah, go ahead.
This seems to be the only way to get a hold of you the last few days. You look good on the radio,
Rick.
Yeah. Hey, you look good on the radio, Roy.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, I wanted to remind you that I got some Bears history in my veins too. You know, my dad and my grandfather were both Andy Frayne ushers at Wrigley Field back in the day.
Wow!
So
I remember a real good story from your father-in-law about a Bears game party too.
Oh yeah.
So you got Rick. You looking forward to tomorrow's game?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a welcome welcome event. Last year the Hawks, this year the Bears, and maybe somewhere along the line we'll get the Cubs into the picture.
You know, we'll see about that.
I married into a good Chicago sports family.
That's
Cubs
good.
Fans, Bear fans.
That's the way to do it, man. That's the way to do it. Rick, thanks for calling.
All right, good luck.
Talk to you soon, Rick.
All right.
Take it easy.
Go Bears. Let's talk about tailgating, Roy. You a big fan of that? What time are you getting to Soldier Field tomorrow?
We'll be leaving the house in the western suburbs by 6:30 or so, and this is a 2 o'clock game, so that's not too late.
So what's the setup? Because, some of the things that you see when people are tailgating outside of Soldier Field is just insane. The grills that they have set up, it's like restaurant-quality stuff. And the food that's being cooked, it's not just burgers and brats. I mean, a lot of crazy stuff goes on early in the morning outside of Soldier Field. Tell me what your setup is going to be.
It really is, and we don't go, we're not as professional as that, but it is funny, looking back to last week, so we got there at 7 a.m. or whatever, it was a noon game, and you're kind of like frontier people, you're building a home with your tents and heater, you get the cook stove and the grills, tables, your Bloody Mary stuff, and then it seems like before you know it, you have to tear down your whole home before you know it.
Yeah, it goes by pretty fast, huh?
It most certainly does.
What are the rules for tailgating if people are interested? Because a lot of different venues have different rules. What are the rules? And you have to buy a pass, something like that, right?
Oh, let me see how I can briefly answer that question. That's a big can of worms. There are a lot of rules in Chicago. And my friends and I, we don't actually tailgate in the Soldier Field lots pretty much because of those rules. But
okay.
The major rules are in the Soldier Field lots, they will not let you put canopies up anymore. There's no open fires or deep fryers. The canopy thing is really tough these days when it's 20 degrees and windy.
Yeah.
But we go to a lot, which I will leave unnamed because
okay.
It's such a great lot and we don't want it to get overrun, but where we can put the canopy up and do pretty much whatever we want. But the problem, I've tailgated in the south lot. I've never been on the Waldron deck up there, but the south lot is unbelievable and it's so much fun. But it's very hard to get one of those passes. You have to put your name in a lottery before the season starts, and you could get picked for a non-tailgating lot, the parking garage, and then you wouldn't be able to tailgate.
Right.
So to us, it's just easier for us to get together with our 20 or so friends and, go and have a good time.
And where are we, now, I don't want to give away the location, but how is it possible that you could go to another lot and do what you want to do with it? Is it just, it's just Soldier Field has those rules, correct?
Yeah, that's funny. I mean, we used to, 10 years ago, we started out in the Adler Planetarium lot, which isn't an official Bears parking lot. It is part of game day parking, but it isn't where you have to get the pass for it. And we
gotcha.
Loved it at Adler. But you may remember before the 2006 playoffs, they tried to up the price to like $75 to park, and Mayor Daley actually intervened in that and wouldn't let them do it. But then we went to 31st, and that's just south of McCormick Place. But how we wound up at our new lot is because 31st was closed for tailgaters for several games late in the year. We found a place that we like, whoever manages the lot, they're really good to us. They let us put our rigs up, and there's no problems at all, and there are plenty of Bears fans in there.
Yeah, wow. Well, so normally people get there, let's say you got a 2 o'clock game tomorrow, and what time do people start getting there?
The official lots, they will not open until 8 o'clock. I believe 31st will let you in a little bit earlier than that. But, to me, the earlier the better. It's a very short window of time, as I have been mentioning before, to enjoy the game and talk about the game and get yourself pumped up for it. So 7 and 8 a.m. is good for us for a 2 o'clock game.
What's changed about tailgating? What was it like in the past? I mean, it's obviously things have changed pretty much. Tell me about the history of tailgating and what it's been like.
Yeah, I can go back to the late 70s. I still have a little ticket from the first game I ever went to in September of 1979. It's funny to see that $5.
$5.
And now I believe it's at least 50 for the official lots now, maybe more than that.
That's unbelievable.
But a lot of people remember the old stadium, and the old stadium was just surrounded by concrete, and there was a lot more parking spots back in the day. You had a huge south lot. That's when Lakeshore Drive ran to the lake side of the stadium,
right?
And that lot was probably 10 football fields in size, if not more. There was a huge trough like bathroom there, and it was just but I don't, people weren't quite as sophisticated with tailgating back then, if I recall correctly. Just
right.
Little girls and a lot of drinking.
but when did this, when you had to get the lottery thing, when did that begin?
I think when the new stadium opened is what I recall. I can't remember. It must have been that way also in as far back as the mid to late 90s. I believe they kind of changed that massive south lot whenever they rerouted Lakeshore Drive, I believe. And I think that was in the early 90s when that happened. So.
Yeah.
It's always been tough to get a spot up there.
Yeah, well. All right, so you're gonna get up at you're getting up, you're rising and shining early tomorrow. And how many people are coming with you?
we'll have, you know, my wife and I, we've got all our piles of clothes laid out right now, ready to go. And the car's packed up. It's SUV packed from the back window, almost to the front seats with our gear that we need.
Man.
And we'll be meeting people from all over the area up there. We'll have, you know, 20 to 30 people all together. We have a couple of canopies we put together with sides and a heater, and have a good time.
So what's your favorite memory? Do you have a favorite game that you went to? I mean, obviously, maybe that first one in September 79 holds a real soft spot for you. But do you have a specific game that you loved that you really will never forget that you attended live?
There's several, and I'll start with the both championship games in 85 and 2006, just to see up there the Bears are NFC champs. And this last one, especially, to see the Bears crowned in this big ceremony on their field, of course. You know, I'm sick to my stomach already thinking about what team could get crowned there, but that's the reality of it. There's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah.
But I'd say outside of winning championships, the two games in 2001 against the 49ers and the Browns, I will never forget till the day I die. And I was one of the ones to stay in there after half the state, especially the Cleveland game. That
right.
one looked hopeless, and a lot of people left. And I'm so glad to say that I stayed and got to enjoy that. My wife was pregnant with our son during the 49ers game, so he was actually there too.
That's awesome. I was actually here during the Browns game, and we used to have the Three Bears on this radio station.
Yes,
and you know, Kaz and Hampton and Waddle. And they were here, and it was insanity during that game. These three guys just going insane. It was unbelievable to watch the game with those three guys.
It really was. That place was rocking. I mean, rocking.
2001 was a fun season, man. That was
it. Sure was.
Yeah, it was really a lot of fun. All right. Well, you got a prediction for the game, Roy? Do you not want to jinx it? You got a score? You got a prediction?
I always stay out of the prediction business. I guess I'm just no good at it. But, you know, what myself and my Bear fan friends, it kind of gets our goat that the entire world seems to think the Bears shouldn't even step on the field because they have no chance. And I think it's mainly because Green Bay's been so hot in the playoffs. Not to take anything away from them, but they've played great. They're a very good team. I think that as much as they're getting a little bit more running game now and their passing game is so good that they you don't notice that their running game's no good, but they're so one-dimensional.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just hoping that they're going to find it within themselves. They've shocked us the rest of the year. They're going to shock everybody else tomorrow. And I think they're going to win. I hope they're going to win. At the same time, we don't know. And, you know, life will go on.
Yeah.
As much as I love the Bears, you just have to remember that your life isn't going to be that much better because your football team won.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and you'll write all about it at BearsHistory.com, right, Roy?
I most certainly will.
All right. It's been a pleasure talking to you, man. Thank you for stopping by.
Thanks for your
time. Have fun tomorrow, buddy.
Go Bears.
Oh, go Bears is right. All right. Thanks, Roy. Roy Taylor, BearsHistory.com is the website. Just a great website about the Bears. BearsHistory.com.